Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode of King Arthur, the 2004 historical action-adventure film. Just got done rewatching it and wanted to share some of my thoughts and memories of when I saw it the first time, as well as some of my thoughts on this latest rewatch. So like I said, this film came out in 2004. It was the summer of 2004, if I remember correctly, and as I've mentioned before, around that time period, I was in the college town of Martin, Tennessee, which is a small town over in West Tennessee, and I was in graduate school at the time, and in that town, there was a small local theater, and pretty much any time I was seeing movies in 2003 and 2004, it was at that theater, and so I went there. I didn't see it opening weekend. I went, I think it was like a week or so afterwards, but I was really interested in seeing it because it was a cool action film. It had a pretty interesting cast, and the director, Antoine Fuqua, who I liked some of his work before, and so I was like, I wanted to check this out, and I really loved it back then. It was action. It was, you know, it was very much a guy movie, and I really enjoyed it, and I remember getting the DVD when it eventually came out, and it's a film that has always kind of stuck with me. It's just one of my favorite films, especially of the early 2000s, and it had been a while since I had last seen the film, and I was really hyped to see it and was looking forward to this rewatch and was wondering, would it still hold up for me? Now, obviously, this is not a perfect film. Even I think back then, if you had asked me as a 24-year-old, would I have, you know, thought that this film was perfect, I would have probably still told you no, but it was just so enjoyable for me. And I was just kind of hoping in this rewatch that it would be that same enjoyment. And I feel like that it was. And I'll get into a little bit of kind of why I think it's still enjoyable for me, even though I think in this rewatch, I really noticed the more the faults, I think, with this film. But really, I think what drew me to the film for the first time, as well as what really excited me about this rewatch, was the cast. This cast is tremendous. And top to bottom, it's a tremendous cast. It was a tremendous cast then, and I think in hindsight, even more so, it's tremendous now. Clive Owen is Arthur. Oh, and if you don't remember the film, I should get into that first. It's a historical, and I put those in air quotes, an historical take on the legend of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. And in this version, it's set in the 5th century AD, and Arthur, or Arturius, is a Roman captain, Roman general, Roman leader of sorts. He's also a Briton, but he's played by Clive Owen, and he is in charge of these knights. And the knights are Samaritans who come from kind of Eastern-ish Europe area, and they are enlisted for 15 years. And so that's where all the other Knights of the Round Tables, your Lancelots, your Galahads, and all of them, they're a part of that group. And so they are indentured in to serving the Roman Empire for 15 years, and then they're supposed to get their freedom. And this group is stationed in Britain, and they're kind of kept in charge of the northern part of Britannia in that area, and they're of the Roman Empire, and they're the ones in charge, and they are tasked with one last mission before they are given their freedom, and so really that's, I mean, that's kind of the premise of the film. They got to fight off the Saxons. They got to fight off that invading army. And like I said, the cast is tremendous. Get back to that. Clive Owen, like I mentioned, is Arthur. He really just, he does a great job in this role. And, you know, he was, you know, a lot of these actors, they were kind of, this was in their, you know, on the come up. They were young, hot, fresh. And Clive Owen here, you know, in this rewatch, I thought he did a great job as Arthur. He really captures that essence of honor and freedom and wanting to have that dignity, even in the midst of those that may want to double cross him, if they want, you know, they want to be underhanded. Like, he still has that sense of honor and a morality to him that, you know, doesn't come off as cheesy. It doesn't come off as like second rate or anything. It really does come off as like genuine. And I think that's, that was important for this film, is that it really, Arthur needed to come off as genuine and real and wanting to, you know, understand why he believes what he believes and why he does what he does. And so I thought Clive Owen did a great job with that. And Eoin Grunfeld, I always mispronounce his last name, but he's a great actor. I mean, he went on to play in the Fantastic Four in the mid-2000s, and that's kind of, I think, his more well-known role. But him here as Lancelot, I thought, really gave just kind of that counterbalance to Arthur. And Clive and him just really, I think, played off of each other really well. Keira Knightley, always a huge fan of Keira Knightley. You know, she had just come off of the first Pirates film when she did this film, and really just a interesting take on Guinevere here as part of the Woads, or the I guess they would have been the Anglos of Britannia here, or of that era. And how, you know, she's kind of very much a take charge, kind of, you know, protecting her people, protecting the land of Britannia. Really, you know, obviously, like I said, huge fan of hers, really enjoyed her performance here. But I think really it's the supporting cast that are the ones that, you know, you think about as having really kind of passed this film, gone on to do some really awesome and cool stuff. First one off the bat is Mads Mikkelsen. Like, I had forgotten that he was in this film, but his performance as he's Tristan. Of course, he was Tristan. And you see him here, and then you think about all the stuff that he's gone on to play, and just iconic actor. And, you know, he's just in a supporting role here, but he does great with what he has. I mean, you've got Joel Edgerton, Hugh Dancy, Ray Winstone, Ray Stevenson, Stellan Skarsgård, which I'll get into more about him in a second, and Til Schweiger, who I loved him in Driven. He was, you know, one of the heel drivers in that film. And, you know, here he's the son of the Anglo, or the Saxon army that's invading, with, you know, Stellan Skarsgård being his dad. But Skarsgård here's performance is just tremendous, because he comes off as ominous, and he does so in a way that he only yells one time in the film. The rest of the time he's very quiet, he's very subdued. It's very cold and very calculating. And I think that performance really makes it more menacing. And when he does yell the one time, it has a way more impact than if he yelled all the time. And I feel like that's really something that's pretty cool, in that you have a lot of villains in films where they yell all the time, especially when they feel like they're, you know, getting their comeuppance, and, you know, they get more heated. And here it's like Skarsgård really makes it a point to only do it at a particular point to really then, you know, emphasize kind of the frustration that he has. And but the rest of the time he's cold, he's calculating, he's just a really good bad guy here. And I think I appreciate that even more in this rewatch, because I know, again, what all he's went on to play, and such a cool actor, and, you know, a lot of the cool stuff that he's gone on to do. But this cast is tremendous, and I feel like that in hindsight, seeing this film and knowing, like, what all these actors have went on to play, it's just a really cool thing. Again, I mentioned how this version of King Arthur is supposed to be, quote-unquote, more historical. But at the same time, in this rewatch, I really understood the fact of how fast and loose they played with history here. And it's fine, because, again, this is not really a historical film in the sense of, you know, a lot of this didn't really actually happen, in particular. Like, in the general sense, the key figures and, you know, the key people, as far as the Roman Empire and everything like that, actually happened. But as far as, like, the particulars and everything, you know, the screenwriters really did play fast and loose with it. And that's fine, because, again, you know, when you understand this is supposed to be, you know, a legend, you know, kind of a story, you're a lot more forgiving of that. If you're trying to be a little more historically accurate, then yeah, you could pick this thing apart, you know, left and right. But knowing that this is, you know, you're just supposed to be along for the ride, I feel like that, you can be a lot more forgiving. And I feel like that's kind of how I was, with this film. And because of that, I feel like it's still a very enjoyable film. It's the playing with the fast and loose with the history. There's, you know, I think some sequences where I'm like, they went way too much with the slow motion. Like, there's some points where the slow motion was really cool, and I thought it really kind of gave a little more dramatic punch to it. But there were other times when it just, it's like they almost overused it at times. And so it was kind of like, I might've reeled that back in just a little bit, not used as many slow motion elements. But it's still enjoyable. It's still a fun film. It's still one that I really enjoy. I really did like the design of the Woad people, the people that Merlin was leading, that Guinevere was a part of, especially when they were in their fight getup with the blue paint and everything, like, ready to go to war. I thought that was a really cool setup, and how it really played into the final battle, which I really enjoyed the final battle. For the most part, I thought that they really shot that pretty cool. Like I said, aside from a little bit too much of the slow motion at times, they could have cut that a little bit. But other than that, I really liked how they did that final sequence, because really it kind of played up the ghost aspect of the Woad people, and how they, you know, kind of would make it seem like that, you know, they weren't there, but then, you know, then they would, you know, strike. Very, very cool in how they really showed that. I liked the fact of the speech that Arthur gave to the knights just before they went into battle. It did feel a little bit, you know, looking back, like Braveheart, like Gladiator. So I'm sure that, you know, there were homages to those. You know, it's hard not to have kind of a battle sequence like that and not, you know, get compared to those films. But I thought it was a good kind of rousing battle speech before the end, before going into battle. One thing that I remember when I saw the film for the first time, and I remember sharing about it with people, was how bloodless this, this film was. Like, there are only a few elements where it looked like there was even any blood, and usually it was on like the weapons or things like that. And obviously it's a PG-13 film, but even PG-13 films, it was a surprise then, and then rewatching again, it's a surprise now how little there is. But I don't think that that's a bad thing necessarily. I think that the way that it was shot and how, cut to, you don't have to see it. You just see, like, the effects of it. I thought, for a film like this and for wanting to, be PG-13, reach more people, I thought it was a good choice then. And I think it's still a good choice, because I think, again, it really just opens up more people to be able to watch it and really enjoy it. And for me, I still enjoy the film. I mentioned that before. It's a fun film. It's, again, it's the chemistry of the cast. I would love to see this cast or as many of them as could get back together again. I know that, unfortunately, we lost Ray Stevenson last year, but I would really love to see all this cast together again at some point, even if it's just two or three of them together in another film, because they just had so much chemistry. Just the banter to back and forth between the knights was just fun, and really, like I said, it's a fun film. It's an enjoyable film. It's one of my favorites from the 2000s. Really glad I rewatched it again. And if you haven't had a chance to check it out, I would recommend it. It's a, especially if you're just looking for a good action film, this is one that I think, kind of hits that mark. And, you get to see a cast that is, like I mentioned before, it was on the come up here. That a lot of these actors would go on to play some really iconic roles and really have some great careers. And, this was one of their, early, films that they got to be a part of. And so really enjoyed watching it again. And I still would put it on my favorites list from the 2000s. So that's my thoughts and memories of King Arthur. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film, when you saw it the first time, what your memories are of the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and you can share them anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that follow button, hitting that like button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, please leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around. It really does help get the word out, and really appreciate it a lot. So again, thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.